As schools nationwide grapple with how to keep students off their cell phones, one Connecticut school took a blunt approach. In Manchester, Illing Middle School banned all cell phone use, requiring students to lock phones in a pouch until the end of the school day. The backlash from students and some parents was swift. Illing even offered to have administrators unlock a student's phone if needed. But within weeks, school staff said that wasn't even necessary. This comes as lawmakers in at least half a dozen states are pushing their schools to curb cell phone use. Illing Middle School's assistant principal Raymond Dolphin joins me now. Welcome and thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about what the problem was that you were trying to fix in the first place. Why the ban?
The number one problem was that the cell phones were interfering with the learning of our students in classrooms. As we administrators were visiting classrooms as well as listening to other teachers, we would regularly hear or witness ourselves when the teacher was providing instruction, students were being distracted on their cell phones.
So you spearheaded this move, and we should note this wasn't about limiting use during the school day or giving teachers the power to take phones away if they're a problem. You basically said no phones all day, that's it, lock it away. Why that approach?
We as an administrative team led by our principal, Ms. Idalisa Torres, what we found is that for even adults, it's really difficult for them to manage their cell phone use. And for students, it's even that much more challenging. Just as age appropriate for them to struggle even more. So to just tell them it's effective to use your phone at this time and not that time, students weren't able to handle that. Anytime their phone would vibrate or an alert would come off, or just throughout the day because they were curious about a friend's response, they would find themselves looking on their cell phone.
What kind of reaction did you get from students and from parents?
So initially, of course, our students, they had major resistance. They thought it was, a lot of them were very, very fearful. What does it look like for me not to have access to my phone when this device is something that for some students they even sleep with? And so it was a lot of fear there. A lot of frustration, but they soon adapted to it and responded very well. For the majority of our parents, we have a philosophy out here in Manchester Public School where we don't just do things to our community, we do them with them. And so we have already sent out surveys and asked a lot of parents if they were on board and also thought that there was something that we needed to do, and they signed up on it as well overwhelmingly. And so that just left a small minority of parents who we had to kind of coach through the process of resistance.
There is an expectation, as I'm sure you've seen in your school community too, among some parents that they want to be able to reach their kids during the school day. They want their kids to be able to reach them in an emergency or for support or a similar situation. Did you see any of that? And how do you respond to those concerns?
Those concerns are legitimate, but we already have solutions already built in. Every single classroom that we have in this building has at least one phone, and then most of them have two. Phone. So if something comes up where a student actually needs to reach their parent, they can just simply ask for permission and they have the opportunity to call their parent. If the parent wants to reach their student, they can call the main office and we can get messages to them. So you have access to your students. The only change is that immediate, like this second reaction to send a text or send multiple texts is no longer there. So families do have to be a little bit more planned, but that opportunity still exists.
Can I ask, just out of curiosity, the phones in the classrooms, those are probably landlines. Is this the first time some of your kids have had to use a landline?
Yes. It's funny that you brought that up because we adults were remarking about that at the beginning of the process, just at how many students were asking us, how do I use this phone? So we were floored at that, but there was a lot of students who had that question.
As you know, when you take a look at the broader picture, the statistics are clear. The National Center for Education statistics found in 2020 there were already cell phone bans in place in 76% of U.S. schools. But then another survey found some 97% of students who have cell phones are still using them during the school day for about 45 minutes or so. So what is your advice for schools who want to try to enforce bans, take cell phones out of the classrooms, but don't know how to do that?
Sure. So that statistic doesn't surprise me. That discrepancy exists. We even had something similar. My advice to everyone is to not treat the Yonder pouches as the magic solution. It's one tool that is a major part of your overall strategy to solve this problem. You need to elicit support from parents. You need to ensure that like your school community, meaning teachers, support staff, and administration, are all on the same page. And consistency is the most important thing.
All right, that is Illing Middle School's Assistant Principal Raymond Dolphin from Manchester, Connecticut, joining us today. Assistant Principal Dolphin, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.